Let's hit it. It's What the Buzz, your daily podcast for everything the Buzz Adams Morning Show. And anything Town Square Media El Paso.
Yeah. Yeah. So with that.
I'm Joanna Barba. I'm joined by my co-host, Emily Slate Murillo. Hello.
Hola, Joanna.
And we are joined by a very special guest, Michelle Salazar. Hi.
Hi.
Michelle's going to add commentary every now and then.
Yeah, Michelle. You're getting some love on Instagram. People are like, who's the chick with the glasses?
I saw that. Someone asked if I was single.
Oh, look at that.
You've officially been creeped on.
I mean, it's not the first time.
And it won't be the last.
I can tell you that.
But
it happens. Yeah.
Not interested.
Michelle's that quiet one that you have to like watch out for because you never know what she's going to say next. It's great.
Why are you just staring at me?
I was waiting for her to say that.
I don't think she's going to say anything.
What am I going to say?
My voice is a little...
Are you okay?
I think it's allergies.
COVID alert?
No, okay. Allergies. I've been taking Zyrtec, but stupid me didn't check the label. It's not the non-drowsy kind.
Yeah, like it's drowsy.
And Zyrtec will knock you the F out, you guys.
Did you take it this morning?
No, I haven't taken it in a few days. That's why my voice is all weird. And I've been sneezing like a mother effer all morning long.
It's the wind. It's pretty bad.
Y'all, I am tired of switching between the heater and my air conditioner.
It's such a pain.
I'm sick of it. I came back from Santa Fe and it was so hot. And I was like, ooh, we need to turn the air conditioner on. And then it got all cold the other day.
Yeah, at night it gets super cold. I feel like it does, at least.
And I'm like, well, my allergies are not going to fare well with this.
No.
There's this wind. And then if I take a Zyrtec, I'm going to go to sleep. And it gives me some trippy dreams. So I really have to wait until it's bedtime for me to take a Zyrtec.
Ooh.
Because it knocks... I didn't think anything could knock me out, but Zyrtec knocks me out. Like,
that's
Benadryl doesn't.
Right there.
Benadryl doesn't?
No.
Benadryl knocks me out.
Yeah. Benadryl knocks my sister out,
but not me. So I was like, oh, Zyrtec. And then the first day that I took it, I could not keep my eyes open. We were at dinner, and I was like, I have got to go to sleep. I need to get horizontal.
I need to know about your dreams. You're going to have to start writing them down when you take Zyrtec. Like Buzz when he takes his Lunesta.
And so I was like, I need to go to bed. I can't keep my eyes open. And then the next day, my sister's like, did you get the non-drowsy kind of Zyrtec? And I'm all, what?
Who said there was ever a difference?
Right?
I don't think
about
that.
And she's all like, because I took a Zyrtec last night. She's like, and I could not wake up this morning at all. And I was like, oh my God, I read the label. Apparently there's non-drowsy Zyrtec. So FYI, don't take a Zyrtec in the morning.
Is it allergy medication? Is there drowsy and non-drowsy?
I didn't even know that.
I had never seen non-drowsy Benadryl.
I was going to say, yeah. Any Benadryl, there's only one option.
Ah, I didn't think about that.
Anyways, my voice is a little scraggly right now because I didn't take one last night. So my allergies are out of whack.
It's okay.
And so I brought my water with me. How are you guys doing? How's it going?
It's going.
Have we all eaten the Tiff's treats?
A little bit.
Did you eat a little bit?
I did eat a little bit, but I'm okay.
Yo, them cookies are good.
If nothing happens to me in 30 to 60 minutes, then I'm okay. That's what I had to learn.
Okay.
Or I'll get a horrible pain because of my gallbladder, and I have sludge in it. I'll get taken out Monday.
Things they don't tell you about pregnancy.
Yeah, and I was like, just in case, if you have to have Nico on the show, because I'm going to be gone again.
Oh, you're going to be gone.
I have to be out for a little bit.
Maybe I can finally get Nico in here.
Maybe you can get Nico.
Because who I owe an apology to.
I said I was sorry, right? What the hell happened with Nico? I don't know.
We were talking about. We had a neckline call because Nico got here late this morning.
I thought he always gets in late.
To his credit, he has been coming in either early or on time.
Okay.
These last few days. And I guess it's because Lisa's gone now. So Nico gets here on time because that way the show can run right on time.
Oh, okay.
As soon as the show starts. This morning he got here late and apparently Buzz got a neckline call. And it's the guy's complaining like Nico's showing up late. It's now just setting a bad example to my workers. And my workers are getting here late.
What?
Right. Like, so he's blaming it on Nico.
Yeah, where does he work?
I don't know. He didn't say. It was a neckline call.
Okay.
But he's all like, Nico's setting a bad example. And Nico was like, well, I didn't know that people didn't get to work late before I did, or whatever, something like that, right? And so Buzz started complaining. First off, there was that whole complaint. Were you there in the meeting on Monday?
Yes, I was in that meeting.
When Buzz like went off on Nico because Nico didn't show up one of the days that we were out on vacation.
Yes, because it was a big Friday show for Daniel and Nico, who were taking over while you and Buzz were out.
I remember that.
Yeah, right. Michelle was there. Michelle was recording the pickle people. And I think Daniel did a good job, but yeah, I didn't know Nico was out. I thought Nico just wasn't talking.
No, so apparently Nico didn't come in that Friday.
Yeah,
he had tummy problems.
Upset. Yeah, he had tummy problems.
And then he told us the truth.
He was hungover.
Is that really? I knew it. I knew it.
The day before was St. Patrick's Day.
I was going to say, like, there's no way. I mean, how convenient on Friday.
On Friday. Buzz was a little upset, right? And so with this neckline call, because Nico unfortunately got here late this morning. 2 minutes late. Like, the show had already started, and he walked in. And so Buzz plays this neckline call, and Buzz decides this is the moment to be like, You got here late. And
Nico
was like, 2 minutes, right? And so he starts talking about like, well, you know, you work here now, your job. And so Nico complains like, well, I don't have a set time, or like, I don't have specific instructions on what time I should be here. And like,
okay,
I don't know. It really went into that. But at the time I was like editing my own entertainment news. So I was only half listening.
Yeah.
And so I come out with, yeah, well, I wasn't the one rallying to hire Nico here.
Oh, is that what you keep saying?
But it sounded way meaner than I thought it would. Listening back to it later, I was like, oh, shit.
You
that was pretty mean of
Nico.
Me. I didn't mean for it to sound that awful. What I meant was Nico's a good guest, but did we really think that
did you expect him to be on time?
Yeah. And as he's not wrong. Nobody has like sat him down and said, this is what we expect of you. This is what you need to be sitting.
Digitally, yes.
But like coming into the show, on air, what does he have to prep for? Since Lisa's left, since Brandon's left, we really haven't had a chance to nail it down what we're all doing, right?
Yeah, to get everything back to
normal. So in his defense, he doesn't have that. But
he knows what time he needs to come in.
Exactly. He knows what time the show starts.
Yeah.
But I didn't mean for it to... I was like, I wasn't the one who was on Team Nico.
Yeah, you sound like you didn't want him on the show.
I am so sorry. That's not what I meant at all. He's a good asset to the show.
Issue the apology
and
now.
And I ended up saying, like, you know, Nico getting here on time or not getting here on time doesn't affect how I do my job.
Yeah.
True.
So I don't care what time he strolls in.
Yeah.
Buzz does, right?
Yes.
If it bothers him, then maybe they should sit down and tell him, hey, here is your expected time to get here. Here's what you have
duties.
To do. Exactly. Here are your duties.
Duties.
But
I expect him to be doing a lot because Lisa's gone.
Right.
I'm very surprised.
I'll give it to him. He stepped it up a little because he's been getting here on time. Unfortunately, he was late this morning.
The one day.
2 minutes
By
late.
2 minutes, yeah.
But by 2 minutes.
What has he been assigned since Lisa's been gone?
I don't know. Nobody really knows at this point. Buzz one day just came up and was like, yeah, well, I'm going to do news. So
Emily
was there when I asked him, like, do you not like the way Nico does news? And he's like, no, I don't.
No.
So he did news. He did a rock news the other day
heard the rock news.
Was that good?
It's going great.
You know? So then
has
what's
he only done it once or has he?
He's only done rock news once. Usually only do rock news Mondays and Fridays.
Okay.
But he did it like in the middle of the week. But he did news.
He's
done news all week.
And who answers phones?
Me. When I can.
Yeah,
when
like, but you're busy. You're very busy.
And I used to complain. I used to be like, what, Brandon can't answer the phone? Like,
now you get it.
You would tell me, like, well,
Mondo used to answer the phone,
produce the show. And then this time I'm like, well, what, Brandon couldn't answer the phone? And now I see it. Yeah. I can't always answer the phone. I'd love to answer the phone.
Yeah.
I see the phone ringing and sometimes I just can't.
Yeah. And then when Buzz always does the, so Joanna, what do you think? And then you're on the phone.
And then I'm on the phone.
No, I guess she's on the phone.
So it pisses him off too.
Yeah. So Somebody needs to do the phone.
Somebody needs to answer phones.
If I get a pay raise, I will gladly answer the phones.
Somebody pay Michelle so she could come in and
answer
the phone.
Are you ready to come in at, since you live far, you're going to have to be here.
Oh, right.
The what time would she have to be here? Four or six. Five?
I've done my interest.
If not contributing to the show other than answering phones,
six. But can you do it for months? That's the issue.
For months?
Months.
I did it for that long period of time when Mike and Trish were gone.
It wears on you, Joanna.
It'll start to get... they told me one day, hey, do you want to answer the phone for the morning show? And I was like, sure. What's this going to be, like 6 days maybe?
Yeah.
A week or two? No, they've kept... Know. I've been there since.
He's just been stuck answering the phone.
And I've rotated from like phone screener.
You know, I'm okay as long as I get paid more.
Yeah, that's essentially that's the thing. Give.
Yeah,
I've evolved from morning show screener, which, first of all, that first time, I didn't think that I was going to have to talk on air.
No, you have to talk. That's why I was like, you have to talk, though.
And I was like...
I mean, I can talk
on air. And Buzz was like, good morning, Joanna. And I was like, oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
What's up?
I was just here to answer phones. And then they just, like, dumped more duties on me.
Duties.
And now here I am. So
producer, look at you.
I'm the producer now.
You're Drake. You started from the bottom.
Now I'm here.
Look at you.
I'm like in the middle.
I'm in the middle.
I think the top would be Buzz.
Buzz.
Yeah,
nobody can top Buzz. Or he'll say something about it.
Get it? Nobody could top Buzz.
So, what's the totem pole? So then it's Buzz, you,
me,
and
Nico. God, this totem pole has shrunk.
Right?
It's really shrunk.
Dun, dun, dun.
I feel like we do need somebody answering phones, though.
Yes, I've been waiting for that argument to come up. And that's what I'm saying, Michelle.
Buzz hasn't said anything.
It might come a knock-in.
Buzz has really stuck to that. I think we're going to stick to three for now.
The powder puff. The Powerpuff
the
girls.
The Powerpuff girls.
I mean, Nico could answer phones.
He really could, but Buzz will complain that he's not in front of him.
Really?
Yes.
Is that really an issue?
So, yes, that is an issue.
He was really upset because Lisa wouldn't go back into the studio with him. But at that point, I was already producing the show. We needed somebody answering phones. She can't answer the phone in the same studio I'm in.
Yeah. Right.
Because it's like, you can hear it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So she went into the room I was originally in. She would get her news there. She'd broadcast from in there. And she would answer the phone. And then Buzz was like, well, why doesn't Lisa want to come back in the studio with me? And I'm all, she's answering the phone,
can't.
Dude.
Yeah. She like physically can't.
A lot of people always had this conspiracy like, oh, Lisa doesn't want to be in there anymore because Buzz farted. And true statement, not a lie. He farted one time. And he forgot Lisa was in there.
Wait, how do you forget?
It's Buzz.
He forgets.
Have you met him?
True. Yeah, I guess you're right.
He forgot she was in there and he farted.
It's just a good excuse. Yeah, maybe he thought he was with she was with Joanna because she does run. She used to run in and out of the studio a lot.
Yeah.
I know she would sit with you at one point.
Yeah,
right. That was after the fart gate or whatever.
Is that what we're calling it? Fart gate.
And then all these conspiracies came about of like why Lisa finally left.
Wow.
And we had like this really creepy caller this week on the neckline. He called himself like Frank the Tank, and he was like, "Yeah, Buzz, you should hold like a bikini contest to get your next co-host."
Gross.
And stuff.
Oh, I caught like the end of that.
And Buzz was like, one morning he was like, "Do people think like I want to fuck you is a requirement to work on the show?" And I'm all like, gross. And he's like, it's not.
So Nico. And I'm like,
right? And I'm all like, yeah, no. I'm all, that guy was creepy because he was like, yeah, Buzz will hold like a bikini contest and you'll get to choose your new one if she's hot. And he was all, hotness is not a requirement.
Okay.
That's so weird.
I'm all, which is funny because now I'm the hot one on the show. I'm the hot one.
There you go. Unless Nico wants to fight you or Buzz, and then we'll hold a contest. Who's the hottest?
I don't know if I want to see them in a bikini.
In a bikini contest. And Frank the Tank will host it.
And Frank the Tank
is a judge.
Be the judge.
Yeah, he'll be the judge.
Be like, how you like us now, Frank the Tank?
That's creepy.
We take photos today.
Yes, we need
photos. How do you think
photos.
They came out?
I like them. I just don't know about a background. I kind of want to change out a background.
Right. Rotate the backgrounds.
I do like just the Hummer. The Hummer is alive and well.
The Hummer or the Q Hummer?
Everybody needs a wash.
It does. I got, did you see how dirty my sweater was?
Yeah.
Don't lean on that thing.
It needs a wash.
But it's still working. I'm surprised because I kept hearing it was dead.
Yeah. And I hadn't, that's usually what we would have at remotes.
Yeah.
That's how you knew KLEQ is here at this remote.
In its glory days.
Back in the glory days. Hey, I haven't gotten a remote in a while.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
No, I don't know what's going on with those things, but.
There's two tomorrow.
I know. I'm not at one of those.
Any of them.
None of those are for me.
Not been approached.
I've not been approached.
No.
That hurts.
We need more clients to go do more remotes.
True.
Hint, hint.
Clients, people, if you're listening to this.
If you are a business and you need, like, a radio station to, like, help you out.
They're not dead yet.
No, we're not.
No.
If anything, in the apocalypse times, we're your only hope.
I mean, true. That's actually very true.
Yes. Thank you, Michelle.
It is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can run here and only a few of us know how to work the board so that we can talk to people.
Exactly.
Only
send
a
out
few
the emergency.
Exactly.
I don't know how to do that.
You don't? Okay.
All I can do is turn on the mic and be like, hey, zombies.
hey, there's an emergency?
Yeah, but I can't send out this EAS. I don't know how to do that.
You just press a button.
Not a test, y'all. It's a real thing.
This is real. It's not a test.
There's a button you just press.
Yeah. That always scares me when it comes on.
When it's the test.
Television? No, when it's like breaking news and you're watching another show and it's some dumb, like, hey, Biden's going to talk.
Biden's going to talk.
Like, I'm waiting for death and destruction in this breaking news segment.
We're like, oh, it's just that. Like, call me when there's actual zombies or.
Yeah. Biden fell on his plane again? Okay.
Fuck. When hasn't he? The hell do I care?
Yeah. Cut the breaking news to zombies. Nuclear war.
So we'll have new pictures. If you could send me those pictures, that way when I write the article for this this podcast,
yes.
I'll put one in there.
Put those in. And then if you want the Powerpuff Girl one.
I want the Powerpuff Girl one.
Just a dandelion one.
Oh, I love the dandelion one.
Fucking dandelion.
I'm just trying to think of how to use it, but I
dandelion
love it.
Everywhere.
Joanna needs to be compensated for her injury.
It was in my eye. It went in my mouth.
As long as the spit didn't go in your mouth.
God. I didn't even think about that. I was busy choking on dandelion.
I really wanted it for me, but then I was like, oh, okay. I took a photo.
I know Emily goes out.
Oh, wait, that was your dandelion?
It was my dandelion.
Oh. Emily goes out into like the grassy part of our front.
Oh, how pretty.
And she comes out with a dandelion, and we're like, "Oh, that's nice." And Buzz is like, "Ooh, is that for me?" And he just like takes it from
him. Yes. No, it was a good photo opportunity, but I'll go find another one.
I'm sure there's more.
Yeah.
Oh, there's plenty of weeds in the front.
Stupid dandelion! I got it in my mouth.
Oh, it's funny though. It's a really good.
I'm glad the picture came out great.
It's worth it. We just got to figure out like a text, or I'm trying to like, do I put a graphic out with it? I don't know. I'm trying to see how to utilize it the best.
I like the one with like the sunrise behind us.
Yeah, I think I'm going to keep
that
one.
Wake up with the Buzz Adams Morning Show.
Yeah, it sounds like
as of
TV
now,
thing.
Yeah, over at the website, that's what I was checking with Michelle. Like, what did I switch out the picture with? Because once Lisa left, I switched it out. And it's Buzz slapping Nico with a fish. Or not the fish.
A tortilla?
Tortilla, yeah. That's what
that's
it
great.
Is. So, yeah, we need a new picture.
We need a new one.
We got to get it all together.
There's a lot of changes. Lisa's
life
not here
after
anymore.
Lisa.
It's a week since Lisa has left.
How do you feel?
Really sad because now I have to make my own coffee. I'm trying to figure out a way to get like Nico to make the coffee in the mornings.
Oh, good luck.
Doesn't
you
he drink?
Train old dogs. If you
I like kind of implanted the idea the other day and he was like, yeah, I don't really drink coffee as much as I used to. And I'm all, son of a bitch.
He drinks tea, huh?
I think so.
Yeah, because I always see him running around with his little cup.
He's drinking, that's tea in there?
I think it is.
I thought it was coffee because there's always coffee in the,
right.
the break room.
That's Steve.
No, but like that early in the
and
morning.
And Mike does it too.
Mike.
Yeah, but last week, was it last week?
If it was last week, then yeah, Mike was out.
Alert. Yeah, I was here with Daniel and Nico.
He said he doesn't drink it as much as he used to.
Oh,
so
and no
he
one
still
probably
does.
Threw it out and it was Steve.
That's kind of gross.
Gross.
No, but I would make a fresh pot.
Okay.
I'm trying to like. Do I have like bad time management skills?
Why?
Like, I have so much to do after
do.
The show, and then I always tell myself, okay, I'm gonna fill the coffee pot now. Set the timer so that when I get here, I don't have to worry about that.
No,
it doesn't happen. So the next morning, I'm all God, I gotta make my own coffee.
Give me time.
But I'm running in between commercials, going down the hall, getting water.
You're going to have to set an alarm. That's what I have to
first
do.
First world problem. Yeah. Am I right?
If it's something before I have to leave work, set an alarm to be like, oh, I got to do this before I leave.
Which is weird because before Lisa did the coffee, I did. When I was in that studio all the time.
True.
I was the coffee maker.
You were just spoiled. Lisa spoiled you, man.
And then Lisa got an espresso machine.
Yeah.
So she was bringing me espresso in the mornings. And she would, like, froth the milk up for me. And
yeah, you were spoiled, man.
I got spoiled.
Yeah.
Nice. And now I got to do my own damn coffee.
Uh-huh. Unless you can get Nico to do it.
I know. How do I get Nico?
Or Buzz. Good luck with that.
I don't want Buzz touching my coffee.
Oh, that's true. Why do we all think Buzz is so dirty?
We've seen him.
That's true. Everyone's always this, like, ew, Buzz.
So the other day we were talking about like hand washing or something, and Buzz was like, I wash my hands. And we're like, do you?
For how
with
long?
Soap?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I wash them with soap. But someone in the app chat was like, this dude has actually admitted that he'll just run his hands under the water and then dry them in his hair and fix his hair. And that's it.
That.
And I'm all, he is right. He has admitted that before. But things have changed since COVID. He could possibly wash his hands for more than 5 seconds.
He's a changed man.
He sings happy birthday 2 times.
He goes on walks.
He goes on. Oh, yeah. He was going for a walk afterwards. Did you hear?
Yeah.
Yeah. After we did our photos.
Yeah. There once was a time where there was a group of people here that worked together and was like, let's all go for a walk at noon.
That's a thing.
And they all walked up the hill together. Wait, back in the day, they all walked together up that hill. As, I don't know, a feel-good training thing. I don't know. I didn't sign up for
exercise.
It. Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to walk up there.
Is it really that bad?
Honestly, don't know because I did not
join the group.
I didn't join the group.
Let's join a group. Let's make our own group and then see if we can hike up that damn hill.
Make a series.
I mean, if I can walk through UTEP, I feel like that hill's not.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I didn't join the group because I was going to UTEP at the time. I was like, I walk a lot already. That's my only exercise. Don't need to walk up this freaking hill.
I don't need to go up a damn hill.
Yeah, no.
Buzz was going to go up that hill today. I don't know if he did because he came back so quickly.
I was like, that was a fast walk.
Unless he's doing really good because, yeah, they would come back all quick. But they were all like, let's change into our workout outfits. And then they'd walk together and was like, Steve.
Let's do a video like that on Monday.
Change into
I'm down.
Yeah.
Be here.
I'll be in surgery.
Oh, you'll be in surgery.
Yeah, you guys walk it out.
But I'll be here.
Let's go do a walk up the hill, like change into like sweatpants and stuff.
I don't got sweatpants.
Do like 80s attire.
Yes, with like the
80s
sweatbands.
80s workout gear.
You'd have to let Buzz know. I mean, he'd probably be really excited.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he'd be excited that one of us wants to go on a walk with him.
You should do it. That's why he used to do it too, yeah.
And then I asked him why, and he's like, because I exercise now.
Look
and I'm all, did your girlfriend tell you to? And he's like, no, I want to exercise.
Liar.
Nico in the back is shaking his head like, yes, she did.
Man, if I had that kind of power. Buzz does everything that all his girlfriends ever tell him to do.
I know.
Except marry them.
Damn.
That's true.
Damn.
He has not married them.
Commitment issues?
Seems like it.
Maybe.
I have to bring him in for that one.
We should get Buzz in here one day.
He's only committed
to his radio station. Yeah. This is the only commitment he is faithful to, I think.
29 years. His anniversary is coming up, right?
Oh, yeah.
April.
In April.
I only remember because I always used to tell him, I'm as old as your show, when I was mad at him. Because it was in April of 92 that he started. And that's when I was born. So that's how I remember it. But I don't know what day
April
exactly.
April is next month.
Exactly.
Next week, I mean.
I know it'll be his 30th.
Ooh,
but I don't know what day it is.
Are we doing something for him?
Let's do a death to his 20s.
Yeah.
To the morning show.
Or it can be a doble quince. Or
doble quince.
Or death to the youth of the morning show.
That's
setting it up for so many jokes.
True.
Or Buzz.
Somebody sent me like a funny April Fool's prank that we could play.
Oh. Are you guys planning on one?
I don't know.
I never know
like how to... I dread it because I've heard like the April Fool's jokes that Buzz has pulled.
They've been really good back in
the day. Right.
Yeah, back in the day.
And so I dread it and I'm like, oh, what are they going to pull on me?
What did that person say in the app chat?
It was a really good one that I don't want to say because
you might do it.
Okay, yeah, I really want to do that one.
Don't tell
Wait,
us.
Does,
tell us off.
Does Buzz listen? He listens to this?
Well, anyone who does The 17 people who do.
Yes.
We don't want
that's
them.
That's true.
I was going to say, but does he?
No, he doesn't.
Nah, doesn't.
He
don't care about
he doesn't even listen to his own podcast that he's on.
How does he know it's edited good? He doesn't listen to it.
No, Nico doesn't edit it.
He just lets it run.
They record and then that's what he uploads. Yeah.
You're kidding.
No.
What?
No, that's why it's done very quickly.
It's doing so good.
They like it raw.
They do like it raw.
So, that should be the tagline. They like it after raw. Buzz. They like it raw.
They like it raw.
And then people won't get it. Well, because they don't edit their audio.
It's because it's raw audio.
It's raw audio.
I feel like that's more of a radio joke.
Yeah. Radio joke.
Radio people.
Sorry, guys. I'll send it to Radio Fam.
Radio Fam.
Like, you guys will get this, right?
But Buzz still complains about the after Buzz. He still doesn't get it.
And I'll never stop.
It's doing so good.
Just and let it happen, Buzz.
Just, yeah, and I'm just like, let it happen. It's doing so good.
Yeah, I'm really glad he is. That's why I was like, oh, go away. He has a podcast. I'm fine with that. I'll be gone again. Maybe he'll have something else now. I don't know what.
We'll see what magically happens.
Yeah, I'll be like, oh, now digitally you want to do things. Hey, Buzz, okay, let me go away again. See what he comes up with. Maybe he'll have a video series. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, I'm so surprised that's not a thing.
A video series?
Like a video podcast thing.
I've always been intrigued by the idea of we should have something like...
A camera
or like The Office confessionals.
Oh my God, that's
after
funny.
The show and stuff. Mm-hmm. The problem is, when are we going to find the time to edit all that, you know?
True.
We need somebody to do that for us. Yeah, I would do it, have her. But... I already have a lot of other things to do after the show.
No, I mean, yeah, you already have a lot. Before and after.
Before and after the show.
Yeah,
and
no, we would have to figure out, like, a weekly...
Yeah.
Oh, everyone from, like, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., you have a we have a venting time. Go in this room.
It's confessional
vent.
Time.
Yeah, it's confessionals.
It's like the confessionals in the real world.
Yeah, go in there, and it's only available every Friday. So all the week's frustrations come out
at the end
every
of the week.
Friday, and then we post it on Mondays.
That'd be hilarious,
that would
right?
be good, actually.
Right?
That's not a bad idea.
It's not, and I think, like, Brad had brought up an idea of, like, we should just have, like, cameras following you guys as the morning show goes. People want to see that. People want to see what do you guys do between commercials.
That's why you guys have those webcams and stuff, right?
They want to see the show, which is true. Yeah, like
they want to see the show.
I listen to. I watch it on YouTube.
Yeah. People want to see that.
But we have rules and regulations.
I mean, we have rules and regulations, but like now, like, but Brad would always say, like, just like have a camera crew every now and then. Be like, what are you guys doing in between commercials? How do you set up for the show? Things like that. And we were always like, that sounds great. Who's going to edit it? Who's going to film it?
Yeah.
Because none of us could have done it.
So you do it in real time, on Instagram. But the problem is all of you have a role. Unless Nico, who likes to just sit there, would like to take on that role.
That's he stands up sometimes.
That's always my thing. Is Nico should be doing social media. He should be
taking pictures.
That in between, the taking the pictures, the in between. The Kardashian style of filming you guys. But your breaks aren't that long either.
No, they're not.
So, yeah, I know it still takes something. He has to be dedicated to that. But then Buzz will be like, I don't want you
right,
doing
Buzz
that.
Doesn't want anything that would take our
attention
away from the show.
Even during commercials, because he talks to him a lot during the commercials.
But wouldn't that be bringing attention to the show?
Well, yeah.
What?
Not with us.
Oh, okay, with him.
Buzz needs our full and undivided attention.
Oh.
Yeah, that's always been the issue. Like, back in the day, even Fernie. Fernie was amazing at being on social media while doing the show.
Yeah.
But Buzz hated it because his attention was on Twitter.
Not Buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was great at it.
Oh, yeah. Fernie's a great social media star.
So it's just adjusting.
It really is adjusting, and I'm trying to figure out, like, how am I going to do this and this and this in the amount of time that I have?
Yeah. But that's where it's like, Nico needs more duties for the morning show. And that is one I would like to...
Buzz doesn't
want to
give him more duties.
And that's one I want to throw at him. To be like, you got to be more
social.
Show, but I know Buzz will hate it. Mm-hmm. Buzz is going to hate it with a passion.
He's kind of already on, like, Nico will be the one to read what happens on the fans of the Buzz Adams Morning Show chat.
Stupid chat. Sorry, everyone on there.
Damn.
Because it does nothing for us. That's the only reason.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, it's great for them.
Yeah, for them, and then for the morning show, too.
Digitally for us. Digitally for us. Gives us squat.
Squat.
I do like the app chat, though.
Yes.
I like my faithful job with that, listeners on the app chat. So. Yeah. So
do that while you do. You can do both chats,
okay, people? You can do both. I've seen people do both.
Okay. Do that. Continue that, please. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And so I was like, I have bad time management skills, I think. I think I need to get here earlier.
Earlier? What time do you get here? Like at 5,
5:30.
Right?
5:30. My thing has always been 30 after the hour.
Not a bad thing.
That's fine.
It was, I would be here by 4:30. That was fine.
Yeah.
No, it's 5:30 now. Gives me time to do the things I have to do to get ready for the show, but it doesn't give me much prep time. I don't know if that makes sense.
And that'll always be the argument.
Right.
You need more prep time. Or you do it the night before, like corporate loves to push.
Okay, but things happen overnight.
Exactly.
That's true.
Or days ahead. They're also pushing that one now.
Days ahead.
We work out days ahead.
How do you do that,
days
though?
Ahead is something that we've tried to do on the show and stuff. And I think it's something that our boss has even, like, you guys should do this, like, tease it out, mm-hmm. like, 2-3 days before, then have it, like, the topic done on, like, a Thursday, advertise it the whole week, but it never really paid off that well.
Yeah, but that's
so what they pushed. It kind of just fizzled out.
Mm-hmm. They pushed to be like, well, so you guys have better time management, do it days ahead, but...
I wouldn't be able to do that.
Flow, I guess.
Yeah, and it's the way that planned. Like our show goes,
yeah, they're very flowy. Well.
Yeah,
you guys go with the flow.
We're
I feel
fluid.
That.
Mm-hmm. I would say, yeah,
I can't do scripted things.
Yeah, it's real tough when it's scripted.
You can tell, like with Nico,
our heart isn't in it. You know?
Yeah,
yeah.
Our passion is not
science,
there.
Or the science news, like stuff like that, doesn't work well. It's when you guys just go, like turn on the mic and let them talk.
Yeah.
Y'all are good.
That's true.
And I think that's what Buzz subconsciously doesn't want to admit is really good about his podcast.
Yes.
Because they turn on the mic and it's raw, unedited.
Yeah. Unedited.
Raw. It's raw.
Fucking raw.
It's Gordon Ramsay.
And hard. It does so well because he can just go with the flow.
Yeah. But he won't like that because he loves his little bits because he's a radio dude.
Right. He does love bits. Mm-hmm. That's something that we haven't been able to wean him from.
No, he'll never break. No.
But we should think of like April Fool's jokes.
Those are always hard.
It's hard.
Like pranks?
Yeah.
For Buzz?
Yeah.
I don't even know. That's tough.
Yeah, I know, to get him. But if you guys are doing your listeners, I'm looking forward to whatever that guy.
I'm going to let you know what that one guy said. It was really good.
But for Buzz, I don't think we can get him.
Joe in the fan chat. Yeah. It was a really good one because I was like, that sounds diabolical, but I love it.
Is there any way it's illegal?
No.
Is there any way we can get sued?
No.
Okay. Then,
but it'll be great because it'll be good. I think it April 1st lands on a Friday. I think
I haven't checked. Well, yeah, yes, it does.
Next
I record
Friday.
Yeah, I record on Saturday.
Yeah, and Second. So the way that they planned it, or the way that they've set it up, is it's a Friday. You're gonna have to wait until Monday to find out if it was a joke or not.
I like it.
And I was like, that is
amazing. Do it.
I'll let you guys know what it is. Maybe we'll do it. We have to run it through Buzz and Nico.
You'll know it's, Monday.
It's a group participation.
Yeah, that's between you three. And Kevin and Brad.
Emily won't be here for 2 weeks.
I'll be working, just won't be in the building.
In the building.
Yeah, because my doctor's saying to not be at places. I don't know why, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
If I get a doctor's note that says don't leave your house for 2 weeks, fine.
That sounds amazing to me.
Yeah, I'll stay home for 2 weeks. Don't lift anything for 6 weeks. All right, give me that note. I won't lift anything. So I
what
can only lift my baby.
A baby.
Yeah, and I was like, she's 10 pounds
now. Can you lift the baby?
Yes, I can't lift anything 15 pounds. Okay. So as long as she doesn't gain 5 pounds within 2 weeks, which would be a problem, I should be okay.
Well, good luck on your surgery. As people out there?
It sounded like someone was running an emergency.
What, running?
Daver?
Daver or Daver Veronica?
Veronica.
One of them. That's the beauty in this radio station. People just run around and you're like, what happened? Oh, yeah. We're off air? Oh, okay.
That's fine. That's always great to find out. What's going on? We're off air. Yeah. Oh, good to know.
I'll press start. Turn it on and turn it off again.
The Oscars are on Sunday. Do you ladies watch the Oscars?
I do. I like the Oscars.
No?
No.
I love the Oscars.
So we got two against one here, Michelle.
Well, wasn't the last one just all online or something?
I can't remember,
actually.
It was
at home.
It was at home, right?
Like, they were like all a Zoom sitting there at home.
Was it something? A Zoom thing, kind of?
I think it was an outdoor thing.
Or,
it was
outdoor?
They had both. It was outdoors. And they were supposed to be, like, socially distant. And I think that's... I want to say that's when Seth Rogen was like...
Oh,
this
this
isn't socially distanced.
That's pretty funny.
He's like, we were lied to. They said that they were going to protect us.
Yeah.
It could have been that or the Golden Globes, one of the two.
Yeah, I think I'm confusing the Grammys.
I watch
the Oscars all the time. They all seem the same to me sometimes.
I watch all of them. I love all the award shows.
Yeah. I used to have this film teacher when I was in school. And we would have, like, for extra credit, if you could predict who the winners are, for every right answer, you would get extra points.
Ooh.
I never got extra points.
Really?
Got all of them wrong?
I think maybe I got, like, 10 extra points once.
Nice.
And I was like, hell yeah, sound editing.
Did Buzz do that this year? Or no?
No.
I thought he would pick his
predictions.
No, so he hasn't really seen the movies from this year. He says he's not that excited this year, which I don't blame him. I haven't seen any of the movies. I think the only one I saw was The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Yes, I did see
which
that
was really good. I liked that one. I love Andrew Garfield. I thought he was great in that, too.
Yeah, both of them were really good in that.
She's nominated for, Michelle, I think, Best Actress.
Yes.
And her makeup is also, I think, nominated. But the makeup category is one that they're going to be doing off air.
Yeah.
And
she's going to attend it.
She's going to attend it, but she wasn't going to in protest because of her makeup artist not being able to have a moment in case she wins. There's a lot of protests going on. There's eight categories that won't be aired.
Yeah, they're going to do
Before, and then they're going to somehow squeeze in their acceptance speeches into the show.
That's going to be weird.
It's going to be weird. They have three hosts this year, which is weird.
It's desperate and very desperate.
It's very desperate because I really enjoyed when they didn't have a host.
Yeah.
I thought the show went by really good without a host.
Yeah, now we're going to have to hear them out.
They're
going to
do like their monologues and...
You're like, I don't care.
I don't care.
Show me the winners, please.
Yes, exactly. That's long. Me. Get right to the winners.
I think that's why I don't enjoy it.
It's a long show. They have performances. I don't need to hear a monologue from Wanda Sykes or Amy Schumer, Hall.
I always confuse King and Hall.
I don't need to hear a monologue from them or like a little song and dance from them. Just get to, we don't
and
talk about
hear
Bruno.
It from Beyonce, yeah.
I don't need to hear it from Beyonce either.
What were you saying, Michelle, that you don't?
I already forgot.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
No, it wasn't.
No, I mean, that's why I don't watch it.
Because she's like, that's why I don't watch it. Like, why don't you watch it, Michelle?
Because the only award show, this is really nerdy or geeky, whatever you want to say, but gaming, it's a gaming-related one.
Okay.
And they do it. It's called the Game Awards, creative name. But
I used to watch those on Spike TV. Remember Spike TV?
Yeah.
That's
old. Damn.
Exactly.
Thanks.
I'm sorry.
How old are you? But
I'm 24.
Why not?
I'll be 25 soon ish.
Baby.
You're a baby. It's not. What?
No, we're all not that far apart from
each other. I was going to say, you're not that older than me.
You didn't like Spike TV?
Anyway. I used to watch it. But
anyway.
Yeah, the Game Awards, like, they just kind of get to it.
Yeah,
they just show the games, like the nominees, mm-hmm. and then the winner, and then that's it. And they'll throughout it, they show like world premieres of new games that are gonna get released, mm-hmm. and then they have a performance. Like this past year, it was Imagine Dragons.
Uh-huh.
So it's like it's pretty big.
Imagine
Dragons. It's pretty big.
That's
actually
pretty cool.
No, it's bigger than what it was when it was on Spike TV.
So when the Oscars didn't have a host. That's how it went. It went really smoothly. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
It got to the point.
It got straight to the point. And this time they're going to have three, not one, not
That's
two, but three hosts.
Three hosts.
Which I feel like, are they trying to compensate because they can't just have one woman host it?
Exactly.
They have to have three women.
We got too much backlash.
No, that's why they're trying to, and then it's two black women. We've got to cover our bases because they got all mad.
Diversity. All
right. Yeah.
Diversity.
Diversity. And then one whitey.
Check.
One whitey.
They just have a list. All right.
Yeah. Check that. Check that. Then we cover the Latin American with the Bruno song because we just want to put Bruno in there.
Hmm.
So kids can watch it. And because Disney owns the Oscars.
Every year they usually have a Disney movie that's nominated and they'll have the song from that movie.
Yeah, but not Bruno's not nominated.
Bruno wasn't
anything.
Nominated because they didn't turn that one in for consideration.
Yeah.
No. They thought that the song that everyone would connect to most is the heartwarming moment of the movie.
Yeah.
They did not imagine that We Don't Talk About Bruno would be the hit.
So it can't win.
Which to me, it's all right. But I'm more of the Surface Pressure lover.
Yes.
The one that the sister sings.
The pressure one.
Mm-hmm. I love that song. That one should be considered for Oscars.
It should. It's just a TikTok one right now.
It's a TikTok one, but I guess they're going to talk about Bruno. Do you guys have a favorite movie that you would want to see? They have a popular category.
That doesn't
really count for anything. It's just so that it could be recognized as this was like one of the most popular movies of the year.
And why? It's all Marvel?
And
it was Spider-Man?
Probably Spider-Man. No, you would be able to nominate it on Twitter.
Oh, of course.
To get that younger audience, you would get to do it on Twitter.
Gen Z.
And the tweets.
Or Donald Trump.
So you could have nominated Spider-Man for...
Consideration.
Right? A participation trophy.
Well, I didn't like it, but yeah, I'm not going to give it a...
You didn't like it?
No, I did.
Oh, you did.
Of course I did.
Isn't it like 3 hours long?
That's a great movie. Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it? No.
Is it Oscar worthy?
Probably not. No. I saw the trailer and I'm like, some of these lines are cheesy.
They are cheesy.
But it's great.
It's all Spider-Mans together.
By the way,
very nostalgic.
Check out the article I wrote on If Spider-Man Were a Novella.
Okay, that's funny.
When did you write that?
This morning.
Okay, I was like, did I miss it?
No, it's up there now.
That's
but
good.
But it's If It Were a Novella and it's amazing. The editing for it is great.
Need to see it.
I'll watch that.
Thank you.
I'll watch that.
I would watch that novella.
Yeah.
But then I'm getting old. So novellas are my jam right now.
You're really into it.
While I was out last week in Santa Fe, I was like, we're missing the novella.
Did you record them? Or can you record them?
No.
Can you stream them?
We can stream one of them. One of them is on one of the streaming services. And I was like, oh. And my mom was like, I already finished it. No, mom, that's like 102 episodes. And she's like, yeah, I finished. She's like, I skipped around. I had to find out what happens in the end.
That's so funny.
But the Oscars are this weekend. Buzz isn't that excited.
No.
I'm usually excited, but not that much this year because I haven't seen many of the movies.
Same.
I'm a big movie lover. I was just talking to this about somebody because I had mentioned to Nico Mall, do you know who you remind me of?
Who?
Have you guys seen that movie Road Trip?
Yes.
The stoner that's like always getting high, but he's also really super smart. He's got curly hair.
Him?
I can't remember. I don't know who the guy is, but he's one of the stoners in the group. He's the main stoner.
Yeah.
And that's who Nico reminds me of. And he's
Nico
all like, he mentioned, he's like, your knowledge of movies is always, it amazes me. And I'm all, yeah, I wanted to go to a film school.
Instead,
I'm here, which is great. It's fine.
But you can still use your film knowledge.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
But you
should put you and Buzz. Do you think Buzz has a lot of film knowledge?
Oh, definitely. He loves movies.
That should be a new game between you and Buzz and have Nico host it. You should have done that.
Buzz would probably win. He's got like 50 years on me. So
50 years.
Well, see, because that's always the argument. When you guys were doing the game you used to do, Gen Z versus Boomer.
Oh, the
Boomer.
Battle of the Generations.
Battle of the Generations. And then, because the questions always come up.
To Buzz, the question is either too easy, it's deliberately too hard to make him lose, and then... He ruins the game and we never get to play again.
Exactly. But see, it would be good. I feel like you're equal. Yes, maybe the age difference. But if we got more classic movies,
maybe
we narrow it down.
I don't know any of these nominees.
Who's nominated for best movie?
Because
I think I've only seen one, too. I fell asleep through the Bradley Cooper one. Not the Licorice Pizza. Yeah, Nightmare Alley, I fell asleep through.
I don't know if that one's nominated for Best Movie.
I don't know if it's Best Movie, but I know it was nominated for something. Nah, and I fell asleep through that.
I haven't even seen it, and it's Guillermo del Toro.
Mm-hmm. That's why I was excited for it. Boom, knocked out.
Don't look up.
Don't look up.
Okay, that's Dune. The one I saw.
Dune.
No.
Haven't seen
Drive
that.
My Car.
No.
Oh, that's on HBO. I actually do plan on seeing that one.
Oh, it's on HBO?
Yes.
Write that down.
Belfast. Licorice Pizza?
I don't even know. I want to see Licorice Pizza.
I haven't seen that either.
The Power of the Dog, West Side Story, 2021. King Richard, the one with Will Smith. And Coda.
I want to see Coda.
I don't have Apple Plus.
That's an Apple Plus
I'm supposed to exchange passwords with Nico. Apple Plus for my Paramount Plus. So hopefully that will happen soon. Horror movies at the Oscars.
Let me bust out this phone.
The Exorcist, I think, is the only one that has won an Oscar as a horror movie.
No.
No?
There's another? The Silence of the Lambs is the only horror movie to ever win an Oscar.
Oh, shoot.
According to
There's Insider. No nominees for this
What year. Did it win for?
Best Picture.
Oh, it won Best Picture.
Best Picture.
So maybe Best Picture. I think The Exorcist has won for... It wasn't Best Picture... Or actor or actress. It was like some sort of like makeup.
Okay, yeah. So 18 horror movies have been nominated.
Mm-hmm.
Exorcist is one.
How many have won?
It did not win.
Oh.
Well, Best Picture.
Not Best Picture.
But yeah, it probably won.
It won things. Some other category.
Should be makeup or special effects for that head.
Yeah.
Spinning.
I feel like horror movies haven't been that good anymore lately.
I feel like they're not appreciated.
They're just not appreciated.
I mean, I love horror movies, but I don't think I've ever seen them in the Oscars, like ever.
The Exorcist, The Fly, and Misery, what they say are the most critical and commercial successes and the only ones that are nominated.
Oh.
Like, out of what everyone would know about. So, like, there's been 18. But the only one to win Best Picture is Silence of the Lambs.
Interesting.
But I guess it's because it's more suspense-y, I guess.
Like a thriller kind of thing.
Thriller. But yeah, they go through, this list from Insider goes through what they won. So like, I can never say that name right. Bram Stoker's.
Oh, Bram Stoker.
Dracula won for Best Makeup, Costume, Sound Effects.
It usually is a technical category what they'll win.
I mean, that makes sense.
The Exorcist won the Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay and Sound.
Yeah.
Not even makeup? Come on.
Right?
Give us that head. Glorious.
Give us that head.
Give us that head. That glorious spinning neck head thingy. But yeah, Sweeney Todd won for Best Art Direction. So yeah, horror movies win.
I can't with Tim Burton. All right. Oh, you know my beef with Tim Burton.
Have you ever heard Joanna's beef with Tim Burton?
No, I got beef with Tim Burton.
Personally?
Yes.
Oh.
Which, with this whole Wednesday show on Netflix, I'm like, yeah, you're trying to turn it around now. So a while back when, I think he did that something for Peculiar Children.
Yeah, the boarding school.
That one. Something like that, right? And they asked him, because Samuel L. Jackson came out in that, and they asked him, like, this is the first person of color you have in your movie. Why haven't you had one before? And he said that people of color didn't really fit the aesthetic.
That's
or the look that he was going for.
That's just racist.
So like very pale Wednesday Addams looking, right?
Yeah.
And so now he's coming out with this Netflix series Wednesday. And a Latina is going to be playing Wednesday Addams. Jenna Ortega. Luis Guzman is going to play Gomez.
Such a weird Gomez, but okay.
Which I'm like, yeah, because he totally fits the cartoon character.
Yeah.
But now he's getting all these people of color.
Dun, dun, dun.
Will they fit his aesthetic? I've got beef.
I mean, that's justified beef, honestly.
Is it a cartoon or is it live action? Like the Wednesday?
It's live action.
It is? Okay.
Christina Ricci will be returning, but not as Wednesday, in a mystery role. And I know I'm all
mystery role.
But I've got beef with Tim Burton.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Has he won an Oscar?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've never seen, what's that movie? Christmas. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Joanna dropped a bomb.
You never seen it?
I've never seen it.
It's all right.
I can never get through the first 5 minutes.
I don't even remember what happens in the first 5 minutes.
It's a good movie. movie.
I'm sure it is.
It's not horrible.
Everyone always, Joanna, it's up your alley. You should totally see it. You're going to love it. Can't get through the first 5 minutes.
What's the first 5 minutes?
I can't remember.
Is it a song already?
It's a song.
Yeah, it's a song already.
And everyone's like, Chris Sarandon, and you're going to love it in a mall.
Schitt's Creek woman is Sally.
Oh, Catherine O'Hara?
Catherine O'Hara.
See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Now she might watch it.
Now you might watch it.
Every time. And it'll Danny come Elfman. Up for Christmas. Like, it's being pushed heavily for Christmas and Halloween.
And Halloween, yeah.
Because it's both Christmas and a Halloween movie. And I'm all, yeah, no, I'm going to watch the Santa Claus again. I'll watch Hocus Pocus.
I don't
Pocus.
Remember the Santa Claus or any of those damn Tim Allen Santa movies.
I watched all of them. Have I seen Nightmare Before Christmas? No.
No, you need to get on it. You need to get on it, Joanna.
I know.
Do
Emily's
it.
Husband Force has yourself. Already been like, what the hell?
Yeah, he threatened you once, I think.
Yeah, he's like, you're going to sit here and watch this.
We had it on
at the party.
Whichever one. And he's like, just put it on, make sure you want to watch it. I'm like, I'm not going to tell her to sit here and watch a
she
movie.
She still didn't watch it.
I still didn't watch
You're
it.
You're at a party. You don't sit there and watch a movie.
True, though. You don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. So if you want in an award, good on you, Tim Burton. Thanks for finally putting a Latina in your movies.
Well, let's see how it goes.
We'll
Thanks
see
for
how
the
it
bare
goes.
Minimum.
I'll still be the judge of that,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, Joanne is still going to judge you,
I'm
man.
Still judging it.
Sorry, Tim.
No, I'm not sorry.
Go get a divorce, Tim.
So it'll be another 2 weeks before we come back. Emily's going to have surgery. Good luck on your surgery.
Ah, thank you.
Michelle and I are going to be walking up a hill in the back.
That'll be
fun.
Oh, yeah,
we're doing that Monday.
We'll do that Monday. And we'll see if we pull off this April Fool's prank that someone sent.
I'm excited.
I'm excited for it.
I want to know.
So.
Yeah. Until and so you can tell me.
Stay tuned until then. Ooh, dun, dun, dun. Let's quit it.